Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.
Chosen Corner.
For a TNT explosion.
Welcome to Monday, November 18th, edition of Tico's Corner with Tico and Ty West. Mr. Ty West is my co-host. Introduce yourself, Ty. Ty West in the building.
Ty West in the building. What's up, everybody?
We're going to have a good, interesting show tonight. You know, a very controversial topic, bisexuality. Have we forgotten the B in LGBTQ? So we're going to do a panel discussion. We have a couple call-ins. We have a couple guests on. So I'm going to bring both my guests on. And we're going to start this debate. Callers, call in, press 1. Let the host know that you are in the queue with any questions that you may have, any opinions, you know. So let's get this show on the road. All right. So I got Allie and I got Cherie. Allie and Cherie, you there?
Yes. I'm here.
All right. How y'all doing today?
Good. All right. Hello, everybody.
All right. So, you know, basically, I just want to ask you guys a couple questions. I don't want anybody to be offended with the questions that we are going to ask. I just want to make sure that you guys are comfortable with the questions that we are going to ask. At any time, if, you know, the questions are getting a little bit too personal, feel free to let me know, let Ty know, because that's one thing we do not want to do on Tico's Corner is make any of our guests feel uncomfortable. Okay?
Understood. Thank you.
Fair enough? Okay. Allie, fair enough?
Legit.
Okay. All right, first question. And this goes to Allie. When did you realize that you were equally attracted to both male and female?
I was probably in about sixth grade, like fresh out of fifth grade. That's about 11 years old.
Okay. Sheree, what about you?
For me, I would say I guess I accepted it later. I probably knew from around about 13 or 14, but I really wasn't comfortable with identifying until my latter 20s, early 30s.
Okay. Allie, do you feel outcasted by the community because you identify as being bisexual?
90% of the time, yes.
Okay. And Sheree, what about you?
I would have to say unequivocally yes. It's not even just a feeling. It's factual. It happens on a daily basis, sometimes in very agonizing and painful events.
Okay. All right.
Sheree.
Yes.
And I'm targeting Sheree because me and Sheree had a long, long, long conversation about this. When you say agonizing and painful situations, can you give us an example of the situation where the most recent situation where you felt like you were outcast by the community, whether you're talking about the people of color community as a whole or specifically the LGBT community, either one?
Well, it's more painful when it comes from the LGBT community, the community that I'm supposed to be an equal part of. I have lots of friends who've been very supportive and have evolved. However, there have been some people, even some that I've dated, one very recently, someone that I was interested in, who literally terminated a 3-year friendship just because she said she didn't want to be attached to someone who carries the stigma and the mental illness of bisexuality. That's
wow.
What Steve referred to it.
Wow.
Mental illness.
Mental illness. I can't even get past that right there. The stigma and mental illness of bisexuality.
Right, and no disrespect. I mean, I may be a little bit special, but it doesn't have anything to do with what I identify as and who I'm attracted to.
Okay.
Right, and Allie, how do you feel about that statement, Allie, that her friend basically said that being bisexual is a mental illness? Like, that just threw me back, like, 15 steps. Like, wow.
It really doesn't surprise me because a lot of times there are some people that will even sit here. I mean, I've even heard it from all aspects. I mean, I've heard people say being asexual is a mental illness. So it's kind of, it's like it's bad, but it's not new.
Okay, so this is something that society or the community or certain communities identify being bisexual. You know, some people, you know, friends that I have, you know, they make jokes about it. They say, you know, that's just them. That's just want to do. Some people classify it as if you can't make up your mind and you want your cake and eat it too. You know, I'm open-minded to every and anything and a personal preference. I mean, that's up to them. But there is a lot of negative backlash from this, you know. And this is something that, you know, still, as individuals, we need to respect a person's personal preference of what they decide that they want to do with their life, you know, and just be more supportive. You're going to get judged no matter what you do. You smoke too many cigarettes, you're going to get judged. You drink too much, you're going to get judged. If you want to wear your hair purple, you're going to get judged. So you're going to get judged in any matter or form. So it just needs to be people just need to just let people live their life, and if that's what they choose to do to make themselves happy, then abide by it and quit with the intro discrimination within the gay community in itself, because that's what it basically is. It's discrimination within inside the gay community.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And we have a caller on the air. Actually, he identifies as a gay male, and he has his opinion on being bisexual, so we're going to bring him on and let him, you know, just say what he needs to say and how he feels about the whole aspect of bisexuality. Caller, are you on air? Connection here. Carl, are you on air? Okay.
We got technical difficulties there.
All right, so we're going to see what's going on with the caller and continue the conversation until we can get that caller coming on. So pretty much that is my view on it. As far as me, when I first, started talking to women or however you want to classify me, my situation was a little bit different from most because I didn't want to disappoint my father. I had lost my mother at 19, and when my mom passed, you know, I always had sexual feelings and thoughts towards women, but I never would act on them because I didn't want to disappoint my mother. So once my mom passed, I was like, my mom gone, I'm about to do me. And I basically, you know, start going to the clubs and things of that sort, and I just wanted to experience it. Well, the issue that I had was disappointing my father now, because I'm the only girl out of five boys. So now, you know, I got to hide my identity of me really liking women, and I kept a boyfriend and still had and this is when I was 19, 20, so this was a long time ago. And that's experience. Now I'm a lesbian. I'm a full-blown lesbian. So,
what's a full-blown lesbian?
Wait, what is
full-blown?
What's a full-blown lesbian?
A full-blown lesbian, in my opinion, I love nothing but women. The essence, the smell, the touch, the feel. I just keep going on and on. I'm just saying, that's I just love women. So.
Okay.
Now, if I do see an attractive man,
it is the fabric of her life.
Yeah, something like that. She goes about to go, yeah.
Yeah, because I've heard that commercial before.
Now, let me also say this. If I see an attractive man, I will acknowledge he's attractive, but he does nothing for me.
Okay.
He's a nice-looking dude, but I would never see it going past giving him a compliment. All right, so we got our guest on. Get on and bring him in. Hello, caller, are you on the air?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. How you doing?
Fabulous, darling. Fabulous, like always. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. If you could just, you know, tell your opinion on how you feel about the situation. And this is my panel going on here, my co-host, Kai, and we have two guests, Allie and Sheree. So We want to hear from your perspective, and how do you identify, sir?
Me, I am gay, 100%. I am gay, gorgeous and young and good all year, of course. My thing about this, too, it's funny because we just talked about this. I'm with one of the top radio stations here in New York, K104Online.com, and we just got through talking about the whole LGBT, because I'm in a fraternity now, and about the whole LGBT Greek orgs and all of that now. And me on the other hand, I would never date. I would never date a person that is that's bisexual, because I feel as though it's like leaning on the fence, as per se. I have friends though who are bisexual, mostly girls or guys. Most of the guys are mostly gay. So, but for me and my perspective is that people can do whatever they want to do as long as it doesn't interfere with me. You know.
Okay.
You know, so I don't
just
feel like, okay, you got to change your mind for this or this and that. When I go out to a club, I mean, I say this with my friends, they don't deal with bisexuals at all. And because it's like they're very wishy-washy. They don't know what they want. They don't know if they want a hot dog this day or they want to have something else this day. It's like, make up your mind, you know, and it's...
But I have a question. I have one question. And this is just a question. Why do you think people feel like you have to have one or the other? Because... Let me give an example. No one has ever said, okay, you either can like a banana or an apple. You can only choose one. You can't like both of them. So if you like both of them, what's the problem? What's the problem?
Well, I think it's me personally, it plays with the heart more than anything, because I've seen so many men and women get hurt by bisexuals because it's more of them being selfish. And I've seen this on numerous occasions, and I've seen some of my friends who tried to date someone who was bisexual and tried to really try to at least try to make it work, but they in turn but left them for a female in the end because of society or what society would think of them. They can be down low and go to a gay club, but in the quote-unquote norm, they have to have this stigma of I have to be straight, I have to be this, and I have to be this, or all this other stuff. You know where I'm getting at. And me, on the other hand, I can never date a person that was bisexual because it just I don't want to be bothered with trying to worry about this and that or like, but you know what I'm saying though.
I know what you're saying, and you're actually tapping into. What you're talking about a little bit in some of your situations is the fact that some men are down low, and to me, that's different from being bisexual.
So
if you're down low, you're struggling with your sexuality. Period, across the board. That's an internal and that's a personal thing. But if you are actually bisexual, you are equally attracted to both. Doesn't mean that you want to have sex with both or be with both at the same time, but it just means that you have an attraction to either or. And that can happen. Go ahead.
I don't understand, but I mean I'm not really in that situation to really to say, who to really date. I'm not.
True.
Don't just be who you are, but to, it's another thing that you stated earlier, and it was funny because I was talking to someone earlier, and he's bisexual, and he noticed that when he comes, like, to parties or whatever, that he noticed that he gets shied away a lot because he'll say, oh, I'm bisexual, and he's like, oh, your friend's not talking to me. And I understand why, why they don't. But as me, I will definitely, say that if a bisexual person wants to be who they are, they can be who they are. I'm not going to sit there and bash them over the head. That's what I won't do. But I do.
I mean,
For me, I just stand back.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. And Ty, I know you probably heard this as well, and Allie and Sheree. Some people will deal with a bisexual individual if they deal with that sex one at a time. Meaning, you can't be with Paul Monday and then be with Paula Wednesday. Either you date Paul for 6 months and it's done and over with, and now you with Paulette or whatever. Now, is that more of a acceptance for you because they're doing one at a time, or is it just
in general?
So basically, bisexuality to you is you want your cake and eat it too.
Oh yeah, majorly across the board. And I don't, you know, I think it is the fact that, you know, because I only have like one person who was viable. He's gayer than a picnic basket. But I guess I stay on the outside. And it's funny because when you said something earlier that with bisexuals, with the LGBT community, they don't deal with bisexuals. I've noticed that within the gay community, that if a person say they're bisexual, the whole gay room just shut down like that. I'm serious, and I've seen it before. I mean, there could be an attractive guy that comes to the door. If he says that he's bisexual, they're like, oh God, seriously. I've seen this happen before many a time. My friend will walk away from bisexual in a heartbeat. If I say bye, like, oh God, bye bye, I can't deal with all that. It's just that they feel like it's like too much drama. We don't know what they want.
So let me ask you a question across the board. Because Kiko said, would it be better if they just dealt with one sex at a time, meaning only a man at a time or only a woman at a time? That statement right there, I don't like that statement because it makes it seem like, okay, well, a bisexual person can only have sex with one person at a time, but what about a gay man? Is it okay if the gay man is with Tom on Monday, Jerry on Tuesday, Chris on Wednesday? I mean, is that more acceptable than...
I don't deal with my friends. Like, I don't deal with people like that.
Because what I'm feeling like is that when we talk about bisexuality, it's almost like people are looking at it as just being promiscuous. Oh, you just want to have sex with this and this person.
Bisexuals are promiscuous as well, gay men and straight men as well too, depending on the person. So it's funny because you know, 2 weeks ago on the radio, because you know, I just got into a fraternity, and it's funny because they didn't understand, you know, they never heard of Greek fraternities and Greek sororities, and I had to educate them quickly on why I joined LGBT Greek fraternity, on why I had to do that. But I had to educate them, but they were asking about bisexuals. And we got into a discussion on the air about bisexuals. And they asked me, would I ever date one? And I said, personally, no. When they asked why, and I said, because I just won't. I'd rather just date a gay man and just be more happier. I don't want to have to deal with everything behind it. You know, I
definitely understand
their
perspective on it. And, you know, me, Allie, how do you feel about this? Because you're the youngest on the panel.
I know this is going to sound a bit strange coming from me, being so young, but everything he describes seriously sounds like a dating problem, because I've actually had that problem with straight men, not just bisexuals, but straight men. Like, they'll go out, like, one day they're with Paula, Tuesday they're with Susie, Wednesday they want to be with Jana. I mean, it's just kind of a universal dating problem, and It's not just a masculinity. That's just people.
All right.
That's a good point. A universal dating problem.
Yeah, a universal dating problem.
Yes, I like that.
I would have to agree with her. For some reason, there is such a negative and a misconception about bisexuality, and they try to make it into a character flaw. Which isn't the case, because I was married to a man and he was unfaithful, and then I have dated a woman and she was unfaithful, and it hurts the same. I don't have an issue with infidelity, and I can handle and prefer a monogamous relationship. But to have someone say to me that they can't look past the fact that I can be attracted to a person not based on gender, and that they don't even want to know who I am, well, I really see that as an issue with them. I didn't pack that bag, so I'm not going to carry it for you. But they didn't have a problem with me being a bisexual when I was serving in the military or me being a nurse. None of that really comes into play. So look at me as the person and who I am, not just based on who I decide to be in a relationship with. If I respect that you're attracted to same sex, or if you're heterosexual, I don't have a problem with that. Why do you have a problem with me just because I can be attracted to a person, not a gender?
Gotcha.
Wow. Now, going back to a statement that you said about being in the military, why did you feel that it was okay? Like, I'm kind of confused on that statement. Can you kind of like explain that statement, that when you was in the military, it was okay to be bisexual? Like, can you give more?
It was not an issue. I mean, of course, at that time and still now, it wasn't easy to say that you were bisexual or homosexual. So it wasn't accepted. But what I'm saying is, when I was in the foxhole, when I was serving in the war, my sexuality didn't come into question. They just wanted to make sure that I knew what I was doing and that I was keeping my oath and protecting my country. So I was okay as a person, and I was accepted. And then all of a sudden, when I had the boldness to say, hey, I'm bisexual, then it became a problem. I was okay before.
Wow.
But now, because I say that, does that really detract from who I am as a person? Me being bisexual totally destroys everything else I've accomplished.
That is true. That goes back to, like I said before, it's sad that you still have discrimination within the gay community. It's still a form of discrimination. Hold on, guys. I got another caller that has something to say and want to express their feelings on the topic. Caller, you on air?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine. Welcome to Tico's Corner with Tico and Todd. We have Allie and Cherie on. And how do you feel about this topic, or what input would you like to put in, or do you just have a question or a statement?
Well, I am a gay man. Been gay all my little life, and I'm not really going to. I mean, I've heard the arguments on why people don't date bisexuals and so on and so forth, and I myself personally also feel the same way. But I'm also an activist. I work a lot with Equality North Carolina and a lot of different organizations that work for human rights and specifically LGBT rights. And in that arena, one of the things I see, and I must admit that I kind of agree with it, is the bisexual community kind of being cut off from that fight for equal rights. And it's kind of because if you look at it from a perspective of, like, marriage equality, you kind of cut the bisexual element off of it because marriage equality does not 100% affect a bisexual person. And it does in the sense of we're all humans, we all deserve the same rights. Nobody should be classified as a second-class citizen, but it doesn't because me as a gay man, marrying a woman is never an option unless there's a whole hell of a lot of coin involved. But for a bisexual person, there's a 50% chance you may not even have to ever worry about that. You know, for instance, living in North Carolina, while all these other states are passing these laws to allow same-sex marriages, North Carolina just recently passed one where it's not allowed. And it wasn't just a law that disallowed it. It was a law that redefined marriage legally in this state. So here we have a fight. So...
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, or am I in a situation and I might be with a bisexual person and not be with in that sense, but my best friend of 15-plus years, whose son I am the godfather to, is a bisexual woman. But when I hear her or hear other bisexual people, you know, have these issues in their relationship, in the back of my mind, I'm kind of always like, okay, well, you have an issue with a man, so now you got to go back to a woman. Or if I hear them say things of, oh, it's so wrong how they do gay people, and a lot of times I do hear bisexual people also distance themselves and seem to have to make it known that they're not gay, they're bisexual, then that also ostracizes because there's a bisexual person if they were to say, oh, it's just so wrong the way they do gay people and gay people can't be married. Again, in the back of my mind is, well, you have that option basically because you're attracted to both. There's no telling where you're going to end up or who you're going to end up with at the altar. I know that when I get to the altar, it's going to be a man. And I currently live in a state and I don't want to move where that's not an option as far as the legal benefits that come from marrying a man. And so in the activist arena, I see a lot of the B getting dropped off because sometimes the bisexual element will be thrown back at us. And, you know, we'll say, oh, it's not a choice, da, da, da. And one of the first things people say, well, look at bisexuals. They choose. So you just choose to only be this. So I think in the activist arena and in that fight, that's why the bisexual element gets cut off so much is because the fight is not fully theirs.
I never thought about it like that either.
Like, seriously. Now, guys, we gotta take a quick break. Callers, I know you hanging in the queue. Be very patient with us, please. This is a very hot topic, a very controversial topic that needs all your opinions to be discussed. But we do have bills to pay, so we have to let the lady of the air, the CEO, take over for commercial purposes. We'll be right back.
Oh, you got to let me take over for commercial purposes?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Tico, for giving me my airtime back. Aren't you so kind? Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Mm-hmm. Well, guys, the show tonight is on fire, and we are able to do shows like this because of a fraternity that stepped forward and has covered all of our airtime for as long as we need it. So thank you, Kappa Omega Omicron, and, you know, just for believing in the Back to Us Radio Network, for believing in our show, for just giving us what we need the most, because that's our philosophy at the station. We give away that what we need the most. And on that same vein, I know that Tico usually does her own promotions at the end of the show, but Tico has been working really hard to sell shirts to get back to the children's shelter. And, guys, as we come up on the holiday season, I want to drop some numbers on you. While you're sitting here with me tonight, in the 20 seconds that it's taken me to talk, 750 children, homeless youth here in Atlanta, are being turned away because there's nowhere for them to go. We have one homeless shelter here that's called Lost and Found. They have 6 beds. They have a waiting list. 48 hours. That's the amount of time that we have to reach a child from the time that they go on the street until they turn to survival sex. It doesn't have to be this way. All of us spend between $3 and $4 a day on coffee, on something. Take that money and, you know, even if it's $3, donate it. If everybody donated $3, what a difference that would make. So, Tico's Corner has Tico shirts on. Tico, what's your website? TicoDavis.com?
TicoDavis.com. If you don't want to buy a shirt, you can donate any amount of money. It could be 50 cents to $50. It doesn't matter. Every little bit counts.
And if you are in the Atlanta area or you're close to the Atlanta area and you want to connect with a homeless LGBT youth group to, you know, get these children off the street, because 750 children in one night, guys, that's one child too many. So, again, thank you, Kappa Omega Omicron. Thank you, all of our wonderful guests. I can't believe that we've got a host from New York City calling in. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to let y'all get back to your show, and that's it.
All right. Thanks, Anise. Okay, guys, we're back. Thank you, callers, for holding on. I see you on the call queue. We're going to get you on with questions that you may have. We're going to start the second segment of this show, and this is a great topic, very opinionated topic, you know, all love and well. So, Ty, if you want to go on and start the second segment.
Well, I wanted to hear more, a little bit more about what the last caller. Do we have any more callers on, first of all? Do we have any in the queue? Any more in the queue?
Yeah, we got a couple more in the queue.
You think we can get another one on that wants to speak or something?
I think we can. I want to get a little bit more information from Kenneth. I think I'm more concerned with when he said that he currently lives in and some of the laws that they have passed and they will not pass. Kenneth, can you speak more on that and how, you know, how do that affect the community in itself, and how could that affect the bisexual community?
Well, as I said, in North Carolina, they went about it in a different way. As opposed to other states that simply say, the law simply says, you know, two men cannot be married or will not be recognized by the state. What North Carolina did was actually change the definition of marriage by saying that marriage between one man and one woman is the only union that the state will recognize, which means that common law marriages, are no longer recognized by the state. And there was a lot of things when it came to adoption laws have to be changed to recognize this rule. It would be harder for a single parent or even a grandparent to adopt a child because of the way this law is affected us. North Carolina has made it known in no small terms that not only just homosexuality, minorities, these groups are not welcome here. And that's the only way I can really put it. When you get rid of the Office of Hispanic Affairs for the entire state, you're saying you no longer care about the Hispanic community. This law, even though the people who promoted and ran and so on and so forth said this law was not geared towards, that they're not anti-LGBT, that's exactly what you are. By putting this law forward, this means that I can never in this state, until it changes, which they're talking about a 5 to 10 year fight to get it to change, I cannot be married. And, for instance, if I was bisexual and you were living with a man and y'all chose not to get married, common law is no longer recognized here. So you no longer get those benefits of being with a person for 7+ years, and it's still, in the eyes of the state, you're just shacking up with this person, despite the fact that you two could have children together. And then when you put that into it, that also affects insurance issues. Because if the state is saying that they no longer recognize common law, then your insurance company can legally now tell you, no, we don't have to cover your kids because your state does not recognize what y'all got going on.
Okay.
So it has affected a lot of people. It was a devastating blow, but we're still fighting. Only 16 now recognize same-sex marriage in the United States, so it's still an uphill battle. But like I said, I feel like that's why, for me personally, I don't necessarily see a bisexual person and cringe per se. However, there are things, like I said, that a bisexual person can say to me that I'm kind of like, I'm going to brush off my shoulders, because in my mind, and again, I can't understand the inner workings of a person who is bisexual, because I am not attracted to women, although I am attracted to studs. So, yeah. But
that's interesting.
Very.
When you say you don't understand the inner, is it that you don't understand how a person is attracted to both a male or a female?
I don't. What I mean when I say I don't understand is that's why I don't judge, because in the same token, I don't feel like a bisexual person can necessarily understand how the thought of sleeping with a woman, for me, is abhorrent. It's not just something I would not do. It is something that physically I cannot do.
Yeah, I'm quite sure that they understand that, too. I mean, I'm just saying, what makes you think that they don't understand that?
Because it's an inner thing for me. And I just feel like everybody's inner workings, you can never really completely understand another person. Even if you walk 50 miles in their shoes, you can never completely understand, because we're all individuals and we were all created equally but different. And so that's why I say I don't understand how you can say you're attracted to both. To me, it just doesn't make sense, but that's because that's not my life.
I think a lot of times traditionally we're thought to be only attracted to one or the other. And seriously, this is just, you know, from the beginning of the time, that's what we're thought to be. You can only be attracted to one or the other. I'm sorry, Allie, were you trying to say something?
Yeah, Allie was trying to say something.
Allie, you there?
No, that wasn't me.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it was true. I was going to say that, I mean, first off, I can totally respect his opinion and what he's saying, and I appreciate him calling in, both of the callers, to start the dialogue. However, there's never been a case to where it is hurtful when people say, because you're bisexual, you can say something that makes me want to cringe. Why? What? If you say that, and what, there was one caller who said they were an advocate for the LGBT community. Well, do you remove the B out of it if you can't understand? Can you really advocate for me or defend me or protest on my behalf if it's something that you don't respect?
That was me. I'm the advocate. And again, it's not that I don't respect it. I don't understand it. But I don't have to understand it to know that as a person who identifies as a bisexual, you still deserve the same rights and the same considerations as a person who considers themselves gay or same gender loving. I don't understand it just because it's not me. I've never been attracted to women. That's just not something that I've ever experienced. Of course, in elementary or whatever, everybody, you know, had the girlfriend, do you like me, check yes or no. That lasted all of 2 minutes. I've just never been attracted to the female form. Now, like I said, I can say that a woman looks nice. I can say she is over real quick. But anything further than that, I mean, literally, my female friends can tell you, I can be in a room full of naked females, and my number one thing is don't touch me. That's just me.
Now, Kenneth, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Even though I'm bisexual, I'm not attracted to every man and every woman. I'm very specific and selective. And when you say that, you know, it was a 50-50 chance that, you know, I wouldn't have to worry about it, I say that that doubles the opportunity for me to be hurt.
And hold that thought. We got one more caller that's going to chime in. We got the CEO of Real Mommy's radio talk show and also reality TV show on the air. Caller, you on?
Hello? Yes, hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, love?
I'm fine. We got this topic, this very, very important topic that, you know, a lot of people have different opinions on. I know, you know, I've been on your show before, and I know that you identify as a straight lesbian. I'm sorry, a straight woman, not a straight lesbian. I'm so sorry. What is your opinion on the dialect or how women or males identify as being bisexual, coming from a straight woman perspective?
Coming from a straight woman, I have, you know, a bunch of friends that's in my family. I have nephews that's gay, my nieces, you know, that's gay. And, it's not that I have to agree with what you is or whatever or not or what you like or whatever, but I can respect it. If you feel that this is who you like, you, if you're a woman and you like other women, who am I to say, you know, that's wrong? You know, who am I to say, you know, you shouldn't be doing that because society says that it should be man and woman? You know what society said at one point, that it shouldn't be no niggers, you know? So it was that right? You know, they didn't want Jews out. Was that right? You know, only person that knows what works for them and what's right for them is that individual. And the one thing that I can do as a woman, period, is respect you for that. If you, as long as you didn't do anything harmful for me, to me, I've had other women that have come on to me all the time, and I had no problem with that. I just told them about me and who I was, and they respected that. And they were like, okay, Gina, you know, I don't have a problem with that. I just wanted to know or whatever. And we wind up being good friends. So, if you don't say something is wrong or right, or to say that, you know, I don't understand how you could be both ways or whatever, it's, you know, teach his own. There are men, straight men out there that's in love with two women, and they don't know what to do, you know, but that's just them. Who is another guy to say, you can't be in love with both of them? You know, you can't be. I truly believe as a straight woman that a man can be in love with two women, and it happens, and you don't know which way to let go. I don't think that there'll be ever be one woman guy for each guy out there, because I've been in enough relationships to know that they're going to be who they are. They, you know, it's just in their nature to have more than one woman. And I've had some friends say that that was one of the reasons why they went to women, because they were so tired of that. And they couldn't deal with that. And the only thing that I can do is say, honey, I respect you. Yes, and that's a whole other topic.
Wow.
In itself. Yes.
I don't know if you was on the beginning of the call or heard a lot of the comments that was made, but a lot of individuals identify bisexuality as a form of mental illness, how society has labeled it, or what is your opinion on it?
That's a crock of bullshit. You know, that I'm real, mama. I just giving it to you real. That is a crock of bullshit. You know, it's just like going out there and it's saying that, you know, I'm biracial, and when you write on that paper and you say, are you black, or you check black, well, I always check other. You know what I'm saying? So people might say, oh, that's what's wrong with her? Because when they look at me and they probably see black. Oh, she black all day long.
Yeah, her car dropped.
And then they say something is wrong with me.
Her car dropped.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy that somebody thinks that has to be a mental illness because you
signal that was going from her phone. Well, I really wanted to hear her opinion on how she took. I thought I lost you, so you heard her. You must have put your phone on by mistake.
Oh, I'm still here.
You must have put your phone on mute, okay? Keep the phone off your cheekbone, girl. Keep the phone off your cheekbone. Hold on.
You got it.
Okay. So, basically, the question I asked, I don't know if you heard the question. Did you hear the question? I can repeat
the
question.
She did.
Chico.
I did hear it. Yes, I did hear it.
Okay.
And I was saying that I think that that's crazy. I think that that's, you know, a crock of bull. That's, you know, like every time somebody don't agree with something or something's wrong, the first thing they want to say is they got an illness. This is that they're confused. I didn't hear the whole thing that they need prayer and you can pray it up out of them. And it's, nobody knows your feelings and how you feel about somebody but you. Nobody knows the inner you but yourself. And to say that because I'm bisexual or I'm straight or not, that's crazy. You know, I'm biracial. So just because I don't check that box to say that I'm black, am I mentally ill? You know, you got some white folks out there that say I got black in them down. My great grandfather, funny grandfather, whatever was black. Look at Mariah Carey. She'll tell you in a minute, I'm black. I got black in me all day long, and we, you know, talking about her husband. But if you identify with who you identify with, that's in you. That's you. That doesn't mean something's wrong with you mentally, physically, or whatever. You're identifying with how you feel in you and your surroundings and what you're comfortable with. If you look at each one of my children, I have three of them right now that every time someone sees them, the first thing that they say that they're Mexican. All day long, I had a bus driver tell my daughter that her brother was not her brother because he looked Mexican. So that's crazy. What is he supposed to identify with himself not being black? And really, he's neither. His father is from Pakistan, you know? So it's like, so is he mentally ill? Because a lot of people think that he's other races and he's this, you know, and he's that. My daughter sent me, one of my daughters, I'm a mother of nine, and she sent me a text message yesterday, and she said, Mom, I hope you're not upset about this or shocked about this, but she said, I have a girlfriend. And I said, okay, so what? And now what? And so she couldn't believe my reaction because she thought that I was going to be upset about it. I told her, baby, I love whoever you love. As long as they're treating you right, I wouldn't care if it's male or female. If they're treating her in the very best that she's accustomed to, I love it. Another woman can be just as down and dirty, as low down as any man out here. They cheat too. So if that works for her, I'm okay with that. And I'm not going to go and say because she decided now that she likes girls that she's mentally ill. That's how she feels. That's what she likes. And it's crazy that people stereotype.
So now your daughter has a girlfriend. And,
mm-hmm.
Yes, some people do identify bisexual as a mental illness. And now, if your daughter was to come to you and say, Mom, you know, I like this dude and I like this guy, you know, how would you, I guess, educate her on her wanting to live a bisexual lifestyle? Would that be okay for you?
That will be fine with me. She's 19, by the way, and the boyfriend that she was with and she was going back to, they're together this week and then next week they would be broke up. That's how that relationship was going. And I used to be so upset, because I was like, I'm tired of hearing y'all bullshit. Y'all argue over stupid stuff. And she's like, we're going to get married and we will this. I said, honey, he is 20. You're 19. Both of you all are too young to be talking about marriage. I told her, you ain't having no babies. You ain't get sick. You need to have fun, date, and sow your oats, do what you need to do. And then, and I told her, I said, I'm going to be honest with you as a mom. And I'm always honest with her. I said, he needs to do the same thing. Because this is why we get, I'm 44 years old. And this is why you get a 40-year-old man now decide he wants to go cheat on his wife. Because at that young age, he didn't get it all out. He didn't get to have fun. He, you know, all I've been with you. I just know you. I didn't never get to have no fun. So now, you know, in his late 30s and 40s, he wants to go out and be that 20-year-old. I think when you're in your 20s and 25, you should go out and have fun. You should be enjoying life and trying to figure yourself out, because a lot of these young ones, they have not figured themselves out and have not learned themselves. Yeah. And later on, they are a potential problem for that woman, or that woman is a potential problem for that man, because
you,
they
you
have not discovered
right.
themselves.
You're
and this,
right.
So if my daughter, if she decides she's in between, more power to her. You do you. You do what works for you, and I'm going to support her 100%.
Well, thank
good.
You so
That's
much.
Good.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for giving us your perspective from a straight woman perspective. Thank you. I can't wait to the show.
Thank
airs.
You for having me.
Yes.
And I look for, and I definitely, I love everything that you're doing. You know, you're just awesome. You know, a lot of young ones, they need this, because a lot of people, they don't know where to go, and they don't know who, and they're asking themselves these same questions, and they don't know how
mm-hmm.
to answer it. My daughter is blessed that she has a mom like me that can talk to her openly and honestly, but a lot of these young ones don't. They don't have any, you know, anyone to, that they can turn to and do this. And it's great that you have this show where they can listen in and at least get some type of insight.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so
support,
much.
Support. Thank you for coming on, and God bless you. Well, Ty, man. Woo.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the opinions, the... I mean, I just learned something new today, that bisexuality was classified as a mental illness. I mean, that's new.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
I don't know about it, because I still haven't got a check.
You still?
I don't know. You might. I'm telling you, you might need to check on that. You might
okay.
need to check
I
on
mean,
that.
I mean, some benefits.
And it's very, you know. Every time me and Ty come on the air, we promote uplifting. And it every show topic, it seems like it's always some type of struggle. I love to go back to what Allie said. It's not a sexuality struggle. It's a relationship and dating issue. And
yeah.
I just wonder how could we change that? You know, you got the outlook on bisexual, you got the outlook on transgender, you got the outlooks on, you know, people being too aggressive or society think they're being too aggressive. And it's like they focus is so keen on the things that shouldn't even be a source of topic. Let's talk about how we got all these homeless kids out here. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how people are homeless and can't eat. Let's talk about that. I just think that we as a society need to focus more on what's important instead of the things that really shouldn't even be a topic of discussion. That's just my opinion. So you got anything else you want to say on it?
Well, I think that we definitely do need to have more discussions about sexuality, because there is so much controversy over the LGBT community, period. And the only thing that we hear about nowadays are the lesbians, the gays, and the same gender loving. That those three words. And we don't talk about when was the last time you had somebody talk about bisexuality or somebody being bisexual? I mean, they're shunned out of the LGBT group just as much as someone who is transgender. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, now we're starting to talk more about
the people that are transgender, we're starting to talk more about that, but we still have forgotten to talk about the bisexual, because believe it or not, I honestly think there are more people that are bisexual than there are lesbian and gay. I think more people identify as bisexual or pansexual than they do lesbian or gay nowadays. We are focused on having to just love one sex or one gender rather than just loving people for who they are. And I think a lot of people are very afraid to do that because of society. Yes, Allie.
I just wanted to say that I think people are also confused on what it means if you are equally attracted to both sexes. Now, personally, I have no problem dating both of the sexes, but when it comes to whoever I truly want to be with, I have a bit more passion for women than I do men, if that makes sense. I have no problem dating a man, but it's just like, I don't know how to put it. It's like in just a lot of areas, some things don't click. But I guess that also depends on exactly who the man is. But what I'm saying is I'm like, just because you're equally attracted to it in certain scenarios, like for certain things, women are just naturally more cuddly than men. I don't know how often you see a man going up to anybody really and saying, oh, come on, bro, let's cuddle on the couch. I mean, guys do it, but it's just not a regular man thing. There's nothing wrong with them doing it, but I'm just saying there are some traits that I like about women that a man typically would not have. But why? Because he's a man, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
I'm telling you, she be putting it in perspective. Sheree, what's your opinion? You know, now that we're winding down about the end of the show, you know, your last statements or your wrap up on the whole topic.
My whole idea is to, or part of my purpose is to try to get everybody to say, instead of looking at who a person chooses or desires to be with, look at who they are as a person, because you could be missing out on a valuable friendship or relationship with a really great person. I don't have a preference as far as gender on who I want to date. I'd like somebody who was sane, of the same faith, and can deal with all of my idiosyncrasies, and we have a great ebb and flow. And I would hope that anybody else could understand that, since that seems to be what everybody wants, is just somebody who can deal with who they are, but don't judge me because of who I am.
Wow.
All right.
And that's the key. Don't judge. Don't judge. Ty, you got anything else you want to say while I'm on the show?
No.
All right. Everybody, I thank you for tuning in to Tico's Corner, November 18th edition. Also, make sure you go to TicoDavis.com. Find me on Facebook at Tico Davis, that's T-E-K-O, D-A-V-I-S. Make sure you go on the website and donate, whether it's 50 cents, $2, if you don't want to buy a T-shirt, people, because the homeless rate for kids is at a 57% increase. If you can go buy a new pair of Jordans, you can give a child $5. Be that change, lead by example, and promote positivity. Until next time, see you, and peace.
All listeners, please prepare for a TNT explosion.
Corner.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.